Well, we've covered the Middle East. Now we're going to cover the European Union. And to do that, Dr. Rob Congdon, we had to catch him on his cell phone. He's somewhere caught in traffic on way to a meeting. I told him I had to have a conversation with him just about 4 minutes or so. Rob, where in the world are you?
Well, we're in the heart of Sunderland, England. It's quite a large city, and just a lot of traffic, and we're kind of lost right now where we were trying to get to.
Well, he had to pull over to the side of the road. It's a very large fine if they catch you talking on a cell phone. So let me just take a minute with you. I know you got to get to the meeting. You got all kind of traffic problems and everything else, but we just had to talk to you, Rob, because of what's going to happen Thursday. There's going to be a special summit. The European Union leaders, all 27 member states, will gather to select their next leadership. In other words, the permanent president of the European Union and the foreign policy chief. Tell us what's going on.
Well, they're going to have a dinner, and at the dinner they're going to pick the key people for the EU. And it's looking like, much what we've said, they're going to pick, at least to the Americans, someone totally unknown from either Belgium or a couple of the other smaller states, and then to maybe balance it for the higher authority of the foreign minister, they'll pick someone better known in the UK. So they're picking their key leaders. That's what's going to happen next week.
Well, let me ask you, if indeed this is going to be official, Rob, you said a dinner. Is it? Do they have to vote on this, or can they just have a discussion and say, this is who we want to move ahead with?
Basically, they can have a discussion over dessert and decide who's the man. What it is a lot of wheeling and dealing for favors and influence. And so it's going to be, there is no formal process for selecting the president or the, what I'm calling the Secretary of State. It's our equivalent. So it sounds kind of loose, but remember, the Constitution did not spell out the duties of the office, nor did it say how to get him at this point.
So they're just kind of ad-libbing as they go along. I know there's been some discussion between some of the smaller member states in the European Union as compared to the big major players like France, Germany, the United Kingdom. Everybody did not want those three, France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, to select the leadership. They wanted to have a role in this, especially Poland calling for job interviews to try to keep out this power play by the big states. Is that correct?
Oh, that's exactly right. But remember what we said about the EU. It is not a democracy. It never has been. And so what's going to happen, that's what I believe will continue to happen, is the Commission is the power base. So the president of the Commission, which is Barroso, he's in. It's already set for him. They're talking about a president of a council who, in the long run, will be more of an administrative role and less of an influential role. So they don't want a German to or a Frenchman to be in that position. But the foreign ministry, still the front runner at the moment, is still the British former Commission member Miliband, and he's still the forerunner. So those large countries will wind up with the Secretary of State, if you will, and that's the second most powerful position.
Now, we've talked, Rob, in the past about Tony Blair being the leading candidate for this presidency job. Is he basically off the scale as far as being selected?
I would be very surprised if he comes up. He's too well known, and that's not what they want. So I think for him it will be disappointment, and for others they'll be just delighted that it's not a well-known person in the world's stage, if you will. And I think they were leery. I've picked up over here there's still a lot of resentment for Blair and his association with President Bush and with the Iraq War. So I think he's out of it.
But, Rob, as we've talked before, you said the possibility they might put a administrator in there right now and then down the line somehow bring a personality to this position.
Yeah, that would be more down the line, and it depends on the power struggle between the Commission and the Council and which one rules. And this is still playing out, but I really think the Commission is the power.
Let me ask you about the Mediterranean Union. We've talked about those 17 other states that basically President Sarkozy put in place, supposedly to be integrated into the European Union. Is that still on schedule to happen?
Well, it is. I think more will happen once they get this all settled. This has been the big issue, and they really can only handle one big issue at a time.
That's Rob Congdon, Dr. Congdon. He is our point man when we look at the European Union. He's in Europe. He's in the middle of a traffic jam someplace. He was so gracious to give us a couple of minutes. Rob, we just had to talk to you. Thank you for accommodating us. Be safe as you travel to your next meeting, and we'll talk again along the way.
Real good. Lord bless you all. Bye.